Okay, great.
All right.
So you were referred to me by Ari.
Yeah.
And he probably let you know a little bit about CEO Space. It has a three-decade history of helping entrepreneurs accelerate business growth. And they actually do that through structured networking opportunities and really laser-focused entrepreneur training. Kind of depending on what you're doing, I'd love to ask you a couple of questions just to see if this would be valuable to you.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
As I mentioned, they're in their third decade of working with businesses, anywhere from their initial idea to an emerging company that's already in revenue. They've actually, in aggregate, helped people raise over $2.5 billion and have launched various household name products, some of which you may be familiar with, such as Chicken Soup for the Soul or Airborne. And they actually cover many different areas of business growth, and so my questions will kind of see what if this is a good fit.
Okay.
Perfect. So tell me about hold on my alarm. I hit snooze when I'm supposed to call you. Just 1 second. So tell me a little bit about how did you develop your current business plan?
Which one?
He told me that the business that you are with is OnWave Design, so you have multiple businesses?
Yeah.
On water designs, I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you tell me a little bit, just kind of catch me up on you. Tell me a little bit about what you're trying to accomplish.
Okay, good. What I'm trying to accomplish is I did a business. I'm 64 now, and I did a business and had 70 employees and, ran around and it was, I'm real ADD and I can't stay focused, but I had a team of people that kept everything focused, and I don't want to do that. But I still really like the community and business, and there's some things I'd like to do that are mainly just to do them rather than to be a business.
Yeah.
In other words, I would like to be a passenger on the boat rather than be a captain. I'd like to do it more part-time than full-time. In other words, I don't want to spend all my time making sure everything, basically owning the thing and worrying about, what happens if something goes wrong. So, I've talked to Ari about different business ideas. I have like one a day, so that's part of the problem. Is that I come up with these little solutions for things. What attracted me about CEO Space was, one thing was to be able to find a team there that might be able to duplicate what I did. I started, the business I did start was this ocean kayak company, and basically I introduced the sit-on-top kayak to the whole world. And it was more than I ever thought that I could do or was capable of doing, but it all came together and was very, it was really hard, but I did it. And that was a number of years ago. I sold it in 1997. And so since then, I really missed the doing that. I did another business that lost a ton of money because I really didn't, I wasn't as addicted to it or focused on it. And so what I like about what appeal to me with CEO Space. One thing that did was to go on there and just be a, what would be perfect is to be on an advisory board. That way I could talk about or be on a board where I could look at what has to happen, solve some problems, but not really be responsible for carrying them out. I'm a real good visionary, but the visions are so big that there's just no way I can do that without creating a whole organization. I'd like to work with an organization that already is organized, and then be able to be able to participate with them somehow. Advisory is really good because then it's I know a lot of different stuff about certain things, and so that was probably the main thing. The other thing would be to connect up with, I'm a real good connector. If you've read Malcolm Gladwell, he talks about connectors, and I have a real big network of people, and I get in touch, I'm in touch with a way of recycling plastic, but it was too much for me to promote myself. So if there was somebody that could take that and do what, I'm really good at conceptualizing it, but really quickly, I can't do business plans and things like that. If somebody wanted to work with me, or if I found somebody that was, let's say, left-brained and I'm more right-brained, so to speak, then that might be able to get off the ground. I don't really want to build an empire with that, but I'd like to see that working, even if I have to not have any part of it, because there's a lot of plastic going into the ocean, and this is a perfect solution for keeping the plastic valuable so it doesn't go in the ocean. It's 1,000 times harder to get the plastic out of the ocean once it goes in, and people are dumping it in the ocean because it doesn't have value. There's a process that can give this value, but I haven't been able to, I even struggle with Facebook and things like that. I really can't, it's hard for me to even communicate. So if I was somehow connected with somebody that could do that, similar to the situation I had with my own company, Ocean Kayak, however, the difference would be that I wouldn't own it, then that would be a really great, great deal. So I guess two things. I'd like to either participate in somebody else's dream, or if somebody wanted to, if they saw value in my vision of things and they wanted to share that, and that provided me with what I want, which is basically I want to spend about a third of the year here in Bellingham, a third of the year up on Vancouver Island, and a third of the year traveling, and meeting, working with interesting people. Then if CEO Space can help me do that, that'd be great. So that's it.
Okay, so are you set up with a website or anything? Because it's as far as coming into an advisory position, do you have some of your marketing materials and stuff together to promote that? Because that sounds like you've got a lot of skill and a lot of experience. Are you set up to do that, or is that something that you would need help getting set up?
I'm trying to get help doing that, and I've worked with a variety of people. But either they're really expensive and I can't afford to do that, or they have limited time constraints. But no, I really struggle with. I just was trying to figure out how to get on Facebook, and I can't find the password, and so I'm stuck on Start with all that social media.
So let me just...
Go ahead.
No, you think what? No, go ahead.
Well, I have a student that's coming online Monday, and that's one of his job is to basically, I need somebody to run the office. Because I'm bad at office. I'm good at vision, bad at office.
Okay, yeah, so I was hearing you say that you needed help with people, kind of attracting key team players, both in, you know, marketing, but also like a COO, somebody in operations that can come in and really work on your behalf with
right.
the execution of things. So that's something that you're having a challenge with.
Right.
And also the recycling plastic. I was trying to catch, now you said that that's something that you would need help with, maybe developing a plan, developing a team, and executing that too. Did I understand that correctly?
Well, that's just an idea that I had that I could either throw my money and time into and do something I don't want to do, which is sit in front of a computer screen. I don't want to do that. I want to go out into the shop and actually test things with my hands.
Have you ever thought about, getting, I think this is what you're saying. Some people will take ideas and sell them to other people, but I think what I'm hearing you say is that you'd like to take these ideas and maybe find other people that want to work with you on the ideas to help it go to market.
Yeah, actually what I'm trying to do with Paul is this guy that can do the office stuff. It's basically to, instead of working and spending a lot of money on a presentation, you find a need and find a customer or get this out. He's going to help me with the social media to say, here's the situation, the vision, the goal, and here's the deliverables. And here's how much it costs. Anybody interested? I spoke at a global warming conference in global warming and food security in Dubai, and they're really concerned because the global warming could affect their food supply, which is they import 95% of it. So when I was there, I thought, why not have 10 or 100 people eat off of 95% locally grown or produced food? What would it take to do that? Instead of importing 95%, you actually do that and do a study that way. And I would do that, for either by the hour, or what I did was I estimated how many hours I would put in on that and then charge them, I think it was a 3-month program for $12,000.
Nice.
So instead of presenting it, do that. My passion is little kayaks, little small boats, big dreams is my brand. And what I do with these kayak guys that want to start a kayak company like I did, was I charge them under $2,000. It's $180 an hour, 10 hours, and I tell them how much the boat is going to, their design is going to weigh and cost, how much the mold is going to cost, and I even usually carve them out a little model if it's simple enough. So with that, they can estimate out, they can plug those numbers into their business plan, using my experience, and it's real easy for me to figure that stuff out. I can give them very valuable information in a very small amount of time with not very much money, so they can choose to go into or not go into that business. So using that model, basically what I'm doing is I'm saying, here I have a vision of this, is anybody interested in giving me money for that information, and I outline the deliverable information of what I'm going to give them. So that's what I'm doing by myself. If I could find somebody that would say, listen, actually I do have somebody that I'm just writing, finishing up a book. That's what I was up last night doing, organizing my photos and stuff. Somebody will do that for 25 cents a copy, and they'll do everything. And that's really sweet because I don't have to pay them. If we don't make any money, they don't make any money. But it didn't cost me anything.
Yeah, that's great.
So if there was somebody that I could have a clear understanding, a clear agreement with, and if I could find that at CEO Space, that would be great. Or find a company that, you know, wants me to do work where my knowledge could help them. Or I could find somebody that could connect me with those people, because I even have trouble connecting with them. I mean, I could do email, but you can't reach anybody with email nowadays.
Yeah, yeah.
So tell me about your team now. How large is your organization?
Oh, I just have, it's basically nothing. Well, I have a guy that's doing, well, I do the consulting, which is really nice, because you don't, like with Ocean Kayak, I had to make a mold and make a whole, go into production, it cost a lot of money, and it's all this thing, and, you know, I didn't have any time at all. I was working 18 hours a day. So now, I just have, Keegan is helping me with the shop stuff to make, we're doing a project for somebody, to make a thing, well, it's like a part that goes on a, not a paddle craft, but a water craft. And he's doing all the, he's doing the shop work involved with that. So I have him, and then I'm going to get Paul, who his main focus will be that consulting stuff.
Okay. So there's you
and maintenance.
People.
Yeah, just needed two people, part-time people.
Okay. And so what skill sets are you looking for specifically? Sounded like, some marketing and social media.
Well, that's the trick, is that nobody does the whole thing. People used to do the whole thing, but now everything's so specialized, you can't get anybody to do the whole thing. I need basically kind of like an office manager. What I'd really love is to have somebody find a problem and I'll solve it. And if it involves doing prototypes, then I'd have to have enough work to keep somebody busy in the shop. But I don't want to run that. So it's I guess stage one is just to talk, because then it doesn't involve somebody to organize consulting deals, because then it doesn't get into the complexity of building prototypes. If I do, some of my concepts I make a little model, and then you make a full-size prototype, and then you can prove that it works. I know it'll work in my head, but you need to have that proved. And then it's somebody that puts does the office stuff. You know, I really have a struggle with, the interface with the computer stuff.
Okay. So somebody that can help with, clerical, like an admin, executive assistant, and then also technology is an area that you need help with?
Yeah.
Where are you now financially in your business? And so do you have two different businesses? Are you, you know, as far as the corporate structure, are you doing the consulting under one? What's, I guess, let me just ask you this first. Like, what is your structure of your business?
I have these ideas, and I try to get them sold, but I've been quite unsuccessful at doing that. So I've been doing a little consulting that doesn't really pay very much because I can't even do the Facebook stuff. I can't do social media. I can't find somebody to do that without, going broke, paying them to not produce. So it's like I kind of need, if I had a manager that would work on a commission, that would be perfect. In other words, what I could really use, if I really wanted to play baby and be helpless, I'd say, I need to be like an actor. They're pretty helpless. And just, I need a manager. Find me work. I can do this stuff, and I can do certain things. Like an actor, I can do certain things really well. Otherwise, I'm really helpless. Like a Shakespearean actor. What good are they? They can't farm, they can't do this, they can do that. They can do one little thing, but they have to have a stage. And if that actor can't manage to get himself on the stage, he needs help in doing that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So what is the structure of your business? Are you a C-Corp, S-Corp, LLP?
Oh, I have a bunch of corporations. I start these things and don't finish them. I have a folding paddle board that I thought it would be a self-propelled business, but it wasn't. Then I have a Wild Design, which is that's the general umbrella for everything. I do the consulting for that. There's about two other ones I have. Upcycled Plastic. I started a corporation for that, but then couldn't get that one on stage. Let me see. I tried to get it on stage, and I kind of made it maybe in the front door, but not on stage. I talked to some fairly serious people, though. I talked to Paul Allen and those guys, but nobody, I couldn't attract somebody to invest $1 million into this thing. I put together different ideas that I know will work because I've done them before, but they need structuring. Like if somebody, let's say, what I've heard from Ari is that basically let's just simplify this thing, if CEO space, if they had a good business plan, if there was somebody that could make a business plan and bring it to CEO space, and somebody could say, is anybody interested in plugging into this business plan? I can come up with a lot of different ideas that way. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So you've got a couple different things here going on. So let me just ask you, where are you financing now in your business? Are you needing to raise capital to expand and do some of these things? Or I know that it sounds like you're looking for clients, so I just want to talk about kind of where you're at.
Yes, I need to raise money for this thing. I have my money. I sold the kayak company and made some money there. I have two... basically, my money is tied up into real estate right now, so I'm pretty cash poor. So to get the easiest way of getting a cash flow was with this consulting, because it doesn't involve, that's the least amount of money out for a return. But then there's these other things that, like I said, they're my ideas that could be sold to somebody, or somehow I need some help presenting them. Partner, yeah.
Yeah, if you could take the idea to market, you know, find some partners and take it to market. So what I'm hearing you say, you definitely have a few different things going on, and that would be a So we're looking at the consulting, going in and seeing if there's some projects that you could just work on and help them with some of the visioning, brainstorming, troubleshooting, and things like that. So the consulting is one thing. The other thing is you have ideas that you would like to see if there's a way to monetize it in some fashion.
Right.
Are there things
I need some help, and I need some help with that, to package it. I need some help packaging it.
Okay. And with the ideas, it also sounded like needing do you need to do any market research on it, test some of these? I mean, CEO space is a place where sometimes people take ideas and just test the marketplace.
Oh, yeah. If somebody wanted to take an idea and say, you know, I want a bigger percentage because this thing isn't, let's say, tested. What I can do, though, is I can come up with what needs to do, what tests need to happen. I can structure the testing. I just can't organize all that. Like if somebody wanted to say, let's say this plastic thing, let's say it'll cost $300,000 to see if it works. And if it doesn't work, the guy loses $300,000. If it does work, then they have a much bigger share in this thing because they took it at an earlier stage. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Have you ever worked with a business coach?
No, but I really like coaching. My wife is a coach, and I've worked with personal coaches, but not with a business coach.
Have you considered using a coach to overcome some of the obstacles and increase revenue?
Well, what I get with coaches, I mean, I really like coaching, but they usually give me a list that I can't do. So it doesn't really help me at all. Yeah, I mean, everybody gives me a list of stuff to do, and they say, well, go learn this. I might as well go. I don't want to do that. I mean, there's just, it would take six lifetimes to go back and learn how, everybody assumes that I can do all this stuff, and I can't. I'm just the visionary, you know. But the coaches, they don't really do anything. And, you know, they give you a list of, a list of things to do that you can't do. So it's that part of it, you know, doesn't really help, or it hasn't helped before. You know, I need somebody to roll up their sleeves and say, oh, like right now I have, the consulting thing is really close because I'm already doing that. That would be a good first step because it could lead to the next, you know, it could generate cash right away. So somebody wouldn't, they could, you know, they wouldn't be out their time or money or anything.
Okay.
I can't package things. I need somebody to help package them. And what the coaches will say, well, find a packager or find, I can't even do that. I need some help.
Yeah.
That's the first step is finding a packager.
Yeah. Well, one of the, as CEO says, you'll find people that have skills and connections you need to build a powerful team. I mean, all the way from distribution to concept design to manufacturers in China. I mean, and it's, you know, a big pool. Big pool there. And your business plan is your roadmap to success. So at CEO space, you can learn how to create an effective business plan. That'll actually take you where you want to go.
Right.
And some of the people you may choose to work with aren't who they say they are and can't do what they say they can do. And so at CEO space, you learn how to find out who is for real.
Right.
Which is another thing. And you also learn to optimize your operational plan or accelerate your business.
Yeah, I think that if I, what I might do with CEO space is try to find somebody that I could partner with and bring them down there. I guess, then you'd have to pay, it would cost twice as much if you bring another person. Can you bring your assistant down to this thing, or does that cost more?
So you can bring, no, it's less. Anytime you bring a partner or a spouse, this is a different price structure.
Okay, is it about half or something?
it's a little more than half. Have you talked about the pricing and stuff?
Yeah, it's about $7,000. You know, that the bare price. The thing that I've been trying to do is get enough consulting to do the $7,000 to get down there. He said it was $7,000, and then it's basically, you know, you get to, you know, to go down there. But
yeah,
if the CEO space is just giving me more information, I have too much information.
Yeah.
As it is, I just have a few little concepts that I wouldn't take seriously, but somehow they worked out. I mean, with Ocean Kayak, we brought it up to just about $6 million. We had almost $1 million a month one time. And basically, I got this whole concept throughout the world. So that's the thing that I'd just give up if I hadn't done that, but somehow I lucked into that, and I keep thinking, you know, I've done this thing. I just don't want to do it the same way. I've been unsuccessful after that in trying to do it, you know, with owning everything again. So I want to look at a different way where I can change the world and not own it.
Yeah.
Be a passenger rather than a captain.
Okay. So I've been a member since 2006. CEO space is a place to attract new clients. It's a place to get network with high level movers and shakers.
Yep.
It's a place to build your team. A lot of the things that you talked about, you can create there. It helps to come in with some clarity. Usually when I work with people, I tell them to make a list of 20 things that you want to, you know, I say pick these two categories, goals or challenges, and make a list of those 20 things that that you want to go there with to work on. And most of the time by Friday or Saturday, you've been able to bang that out. But to go there without some clarity, because you do have a lot of things going on, and that is one of the things that a business coach can really help with, depending on who it is. It's like, you know, figuring out, and that would take a specific type of coach, figuring out what direction you want to go, or multiple directions, and really harnessing in on taking you to that finish line. So I've been through a lot of transition over the years. I went there with one company. I've been running for 6 years. Ended up taking it nationwide. It was just remarkable. Raised $750,000. CEO space really put me in touch with not only the contacts and resources and skills, but helped me become a CEO that could function in a way that made me happy and still create what it was that I wanted, because I have kids, and at the time I was a single mom, so anytime I had an issue, I would take it to CEO space. If I had issues with employees, I'd put that on my list of 20 things. You know, anything that I had an issue, I could go there and find the solutions. And you do sometimes come home with lists of things, and that was
sort of like quarterly checkup for you then, right?
It happens 5 times a year, and so it is.
Okay.
It also is a for me a motivator to get, because every time I go there, I set milestones to accomplish between the next one. So it becomes like they become my board of advisors, because if I'm there at a meal table talking to Harry Lay, who is responsible for the expansion of all the Walmarts and, you know, these high-level people, and I say, you know, that sounds great, I'm going to do that, then guess what? I'm going to come back next time, and he's going to go, hey, Shannon, how did that go? Where are you at with that? What's happening? So, and it's great. You know, if I don't do it, it's fine. Hey, this is what happened. I came up with this, but it really becomes your, I mean, this is you're investing in a membership. So it's not really like a let me go to an educational session, even though there is laser focused training. that part of it. Now, he did, the price is $7,500, and as of the first of the year, they've set the price to where they're not doing discounting anymore. They brought on actual financing to where they can finance people with 12 months, same as cash. So there's some different things. So do you think this conference would help you out?
Yeah. No, I think I really have to be, when I'm connected with people that are movers and shakers, I can be very concise. I've been scatterbrained right here, partly because I went to bed at 3 o'clock in the morning, but.
I know, you told me that.
When one thing that I was really good at with Ocean Kayak, even though I didn't know how to do anything, the one thing that made that company successful was I was able to get a bottom line. In other words, I was able to figure out what needed to get done and how to measure it, and are we getting there or not. And that I could do the same thing with basically, like with this recycled plastic, I can get that down to a bottom equation. Or another idea I had was, instead of making things like kayaks in China, you make them locally. And I can bring that, I can make a really good case for that. Because that's how I started. I started my whole kayak company with about $10,000. And I just recreate that. You know, I could do that tomorrow if I wouldn't want to, but I could.
You could
do that.
Yeah.
But the idea is not to do it to start a company, is to do that to make things locally. And I have the bottom line on, you know, like in Hawaii, you save $100 a kayak just in shipping. And the other thing is that if you made them locally there and sold them right out of the front door, you could beat Walmart, price-wise.
Awesome.
So, I mean, those are the stingers that, I mean, there's a lot of details that go into that. And there's a lot of, with those things, though, I've done all that stuff. And, I mean, even the guy in Hawaii that wants to buy the thing. It's just that I get, even to do that deal, I need some help. I get bogged down a little bit with the, you know, some of my stuff. And having I think I could do it so I don't get bogged down. I think it would be worth it to do that. What's the next one of these things, in August?
I just have one more comment real quick before I
go. Oh, yeah, yeah,
that.
Go ahead.
I want to let you know that in order to go in and do consulting, there is a lot of there. So
right. You
will, I don't want you to go there and first off think you're going to get an immediate consulting gig.
No.
Right off the bat, you know, if there's ways of standing out or you have that connection, what's great about it is you build a relationship over the week's time a lot more than you would any other event I've been to. So you actually build relationships, but a lot of times it takes a little bit of time to develop that relationship, develop that trust. And such. And for you, you know, it's like how do you stand out? Now I also go in there and I do some consulting on marketing, and there's other marketing people. So I have to be really clear and have a strategy on how I'm gonna attract when there's other people there kind of doing the same thing and working cooperatively. That's what's so cool is that we all work together, and I work with, it's so awesome. I work with all of the marketing people there. You know, there's things like
yeah.
them. We've sat down and go, okay, what are you good at? What are you good at? What do you like to do? What do you hate to do? You know, and then so we work together, referring back and forth. But I just want you to know that you're going into an environment that's really rich with advisors and consultants, but also really rich with people that are looking for help. You know?
Right.
I mean, I go there every time, and I have my list of 20 things that I'm that I need areas of expertise that I'm not strong in there.
Well, I think that one of the things I thought about that is my strength is just to go there and just, you know, I threw out a lot of stuff, but usually, you know, you throw a lot of cards on the table and then say, okay, let's just work on these five or work on this one. And the one that I think I could do there is to be on a board with somebody else's company, either advisory or actual board position. And what I could say is I brought a brand to world recognition. And there's very few people that have actually done that. And I don't know exactly how I did this, but I did it. And I did that with that kayak thing. And actually, my goal is 1 billion butts and boats. And that's...
Oh, I love it.
And really, I'm about 40% there. It doesn't have to happen in my lifetime. But there's measurable things. Like I sold 25 in Malibu when I first started out in 1 mile of beach. And in Dubai, I went out in front of my hotel, there's 25 in less than a mile of beach. So in about 40 years, now there's 25 there. And so anyway, I can gauge those things and make them measurable in a simple way, get it down to a bottom line, and I could do that for other companies. I think that would be the first step that I'd be looking at doing. Do you think that's, because I could apply that to some other company.
Yeah, again, getting on the board, and I would suggest you go there with all the different things, especially if you have an existing business that you have challenges with. You know,
yeah.
you can, you know, I would include that. To get on the board, again, in my experience and my
yeah.
perspective is it takes a little bit of time to build relationships. So you know, you could definitely do it, but I wouldn't count on I'm going to go there and I'm going to lead, you know, lead with a
okay.
board position.
Yep. Well, I have a number of businesses that I've taken to a certain point. And they're ready for, you know, it isn't very much of a leap. I've done a lot of the legwork, but now I could take those further myself, but I just don't want to spend another half a decade
doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd
so
rather
my,
share.
My, I have two doctor friends that came a number of years ago. He's a holistic MD, and he had... probably, I think when we finished his list, he had about 35 medical projects and different, you know, and inventions and things between
yeah.
him and his wife. And it was really great. They actually brought the list there. Well, they didn't bring it, but when they got there, there were so many things kind of like you, so many different
yeah.
projects that they were involved in that it got a little bit overwhelming.
Right.
Like, what do I focus
yeah.
on? So one of the mentors there, and they spent some time with a number of mentors, but they ended up coming there with 35 items once they wrote it down. And what I'm saying is do that ahead of time before you get there.
Right.
And they started brainstorming with different people. And by the time they left there, they got really clear on what three projects they were going to focus on and started developing their team from that and moved all those other ones kind of out of their space because they got enough information to go, oh, you know what, that's going to take more time and money, you know what. So it was
right.
really freeing for them on a big level because they had all these ideas. And, you know, some of them were in the works and some of them were costing money and they didn't know whether to spend more money.
Yep.
So it became
sort of a business
place
plan.
To get clarity.
If I had somebody, if you could tell me, how could I make, let's say, a simple package to bring there? Like, what would that package have?
Oh, when you enroll, you get access to a pre-kit training, which is awesome. It goes through everything that you can possibly bring. And when you enroll with me and I become kind of your liaison and help you get there,
yeah.
I actually do Google Hangouts with I call them my tribe, because my area of expertise is events. And so I go through and I do a general overview of kind of the inner workings of what I see from being there for so long. And then we go through and talk about kind of the individual projects of, okay, what are you doing and how to do it and what to bring there
and all of that stuff. But they're pre-kit. I mean, they have things like CME cards, so you bring specific labels. They talk to you about your SNAP, Super Networking Accelerates Potential. That's one of these structured networking opportunities. They have a number of structured networking opportunities. And so in the pre-class training, they prep you for all of that. So as long as you take the time to sit down and kind of listen and work through it, then you'll be in really great shape.
Yeah.
And I've had people just show up with nothing, and they still have miracles happen. But being in events, my area of expertise is events, I like to really give people, you know, to where they're kind of stepping in going, oh, okay, this is familiar. I remember hearing about this. Or, you know, I'm a little more prepared.
Yeah.
So the dates for the event are August 2nd through the 9th. But I just want to tell you, that's what they have on the website. August, it's a Sunday, Sunday to Sunday. But if you are interested in learning about raising capital, capital compliance, corporate compliance, all of that stuff. Bernie Dorman, the founder, and, you know, I think he usually has an attorney. I don't know. Sometimes it's a little different. But he does on Friday afternoons, the 31st of July, all day Saturday and Sunday, and, you know, it usually starts in the afternoon or evening, the regular class. He does those right now. Next year it's changing, but right now it's free bonus classes that are included. So if that's something that you're at all interested in, you'll want to put on your calendar the 31st and the 1st also.
Okay, and so this is the whole event was what? I'm sorry, I just was getting up my calendar and I...
It's August 2nd through the 9th.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's exactly when this other show is, this outdoor retailer show.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, it's in Salt Lake City. When's the next one after that?
Okay, the next one is October 11th through the 18th.
Okay. That might be a better one to do. Getting the funds together for that.
Now, how's your credit? Do you think that...
I don't want to borrow any money.
12 months?
No, I don't want to do that. I borrowed money to get into this other thing, and I just don't want to borrow money.
Okay, and you know it's interest-free, right? You're just kind of deferring payments?
I know. I did that with it, with just, you know, promoting that recycled plastic thing, just the attorney's fees of just checking things out. I still owe the guy about $6,000. And then it's like getting everything for free still, you know, it's like it just adds up and it's like, what did I...
Hey,
I just dug myself into a hole.
The financing heat, they just implemented that at the beginning of the year, and their whole thing was, you know, anytime you can defer a payment or work it out, but if you can't pay it off in the 12 months, then I tell people don't even... You know, don't do it, because then the interest rate goes up and all that.
That's crazy.
Do you have $1,000 to do a deposit? Because they do have a fund busting program that when people do a $1,000 deposit, which gets credited towards the payment, the fund busting program...
This sounds really crazy, but I don't know. My wife doesn't support my, she does bookkeeping, but not mine anymore. So I'm getting Paul to do that, but he's off this week and he will be back on next week. And by Wednesday, I'll be able to figure that out. I can't figure out finances worth a damn. And if I tried to do that, I'd sit here in front of the screen trying to do that. And I would say, why am I not outside? I don't want to do this. So I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm a real idiot with that stuff. I'll be the first to admit it. I mean, at Ocean Tac, I hired a CPA and, you know, right off the bat, and it was because he took care of all that. But he made me a financial midget. But it really worked because I didn't have to focus on that.
Yeah, you get to focus on what you love.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'll be really honest. I don't know.
Well, if you get a chance, go look at the fund busting website, and you can see a little bit about the program. It doesn't go through all the details, but it's a program that they have in place to help people.
Yeah,
kind of learn about that.
Yeah, well, all right. Let me look at that, and then Ari comes by here and does all this stuff, and I get excited with talking with him about this stuff. So. Let me do all that, and I thank you very, very much for taking the time. This has been really helpful, and I think that if I had somebody to dialogue with, sometimes it's hard for me to package stuff myself because I get lost in the packaging. But if I might be able to do that with Paul here, and then be prepared to make something happen. And when deal with people like that, it works.
Yeah. Well, they actually have it set up there that they have somebody there on hand that you can pay him to make labels. They provide CME cards. They actually make it so simple that if you don't do anything other than just show up, I mean, you got to pay a little bit for the labels, but the CME cards are included. And they kind of hold people's hands just so that they... they can have the same experience and as somebody who maybe is great at marketing and branding and packaging.
Because
they wanted everybody to have the same playing field with the structured networking opportunities. So they've really set that up nicely for everybody. Even me, who's a marketing person in that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll be so busy that I just show up and do it that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I understand. And that's what I need, is somebody to hold my hand with the stuff I'm not good at.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'll do that. Thank you very much for doing this. And I'll look at that site, wherever that is.
Okay, so let's go ahead and figure out kind of what's next step. So you're going to talk to him on Wednesday. Is that free on your calendar? Did you put it on your calendar?
Who?
It's October.
Am I going to talk to?
You said you were going to talk to somebody on Wednesday and look at your finances and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let's see here. I have to put that on this. Hold on, it's coming up.
So I'm wondering about calling you maybe the 25th, the day after, or the 26th?
I don't know if we'll get to it. He has a lot of stuff to do. But that was, I don't know if I can't say that we'll be done with that. But let me put that on the thing, and then I'll put his name, that. There, I have it down, so he got emailed that.
Okay, and then you're also going to check out the fund busting site.
I don't know if he'll be able to do that by then, because he has to talk to, there's a lot of ifs with that. He has to talk to my wife, and it's I don't know what her schedule is.
Okay. Do you think 2 weeks is enough time to figure
that
out?
I'll be gone the week after, so probably the third week.
Like July 10th, maybe?
Well, wait a second. I might be gone till the 11th to July 15th. Let's try 15th.
The 15th? Okay. What time is good for you?
I don't know. I don't, that's too far out. And there's too many things that are out of my control, as far as getting back with you on that.
Okay.
I don't think I will, I really don't think I'll have the money before any money, this time. But I will,
What do you mean, any money this time? I'm sorry,
well,
I'm confused.
Well, I don't know if I could go to the, I won't know, I don't know when I will know, and whether I can do the August. Well, the August one.
No, you already told me you can't do August. I was focused on October, I thought. Yeah, you already told me you can do August.
Four. And that, I don't have the business, in other words, I don't have money predictably coming in for October yet. So what I'd have to do is to figure out, he has to package those things that I'm trying to do to raise money, and then we'd have to raise money, and then we'd say, okay, let's see if there's money. But I don't know if there is or not, because we haven't made it yet. In other words, I don't have money coming. I don't know if I have money coming in. I don't know. I just don't know. That's why I'm
trying to get something to help me. There's a, you know, there's a program called Fund Busting. As I stated, they've helped people, you know, at CEO Space raise $2.5 billion in aggregate. And so the Fund Busting program is a smaller version of that, and it's actually designed to help people learn, I think there's 6 or 7 different ways of attracting capital. It's all the way from language training, developing the package, the legal contract. I mean, it's everything, step by step by step by step.
If I try to do that, if I tried to do bookkeeping, I would, after 10 years, I would be probably a bookkeeper that wouldn't lose much money. But I can't afford to lose money for 10 years. In other words, I'm so bad at that stuff. If I try to do it myself, I lose money. That's what I've been trying to do these last, you know, decade, was try to do all that stuff myself, and I lose money.
Okay.
The only way
you
I think
you
to
just mentioned
money
that you wanted to raise capital or put together a package to be able to get money. So I just wanted you to know that they have a program designed to do that, and they give you a coach, and they do, you know, it's a pretty cool program, but they do require $1,000 down.
I'll look at the fund busting. I have that on deal, and I have his name on that, so he'll look at that.
Okay, so I found that most people, if we don't schedule some sort of commitment to follow up, that there's not really any action step to moving towards their dream. So I'm fine with not setting up, but I'm just letting you know what I've seen, that if you don't make some sort of commitment
about
to going, okay, we're going to talk in a month, and in a month I'll know where I'm at, you know, I'll know whether I have $1,000 or not, I've looked at the fund busting site, I've done all, you know,
let's,
the things that we've talked about.
Set up something for, when is June 15th?
July 15th is a Wednesday.
Oh, wait a second. So let's go to the 16th.
Okay.
Let's talk then.
Okay, and what time?
Well, let's set something up.
Time? I'm open on Thursday anytime after.
Yeah.
After one, I mean, one on, I'm available.
From one on? How about two?
Yeah. 2 o'clock? Oh, where are you at? Are you in?
Pacific time.
Okay, so that's 2, 3, 4, 5. 2, 3, 4, 5. So that would be 5 o'clock your time, or my time? Because I'm in.
Oh, where are you?
I'm in Florida.
Oh, okay. So if it was 2, 5. Yeah.
Okay. So we will set that up for
Is that too late for you?
Oh, no, it's fine. I have to be off the phone right at 6, or, you know, like 10 minutes to 6, but
yeah.
We should be able to cover. It shouldn't take more than, I would, you know, 15,
yeah.
20 minutes, 30 minutes, just kind of see where you're at and just talk about next steps, because if you want to be there
Perfect.
In October, I'll help you do it, you know.
Yeah.
Awesome. Great. Well, I'm going to
okay.
dive a little more into your website, and if you have any questions between now and then, let me
yeah.
know.
Great.
Okay.
Perfect.
Talk to you soon.
Hey, thank
bye.
You very much.
You
hey,
bet.
Bye.
All right. Bye.